Introduction. Some preparation is needed before you have CAR T-cell therapy. This information explains the tests and other treatment you might have. It will also give you some tips and suggestions. Chapter 1. What is the timeline for CAR T-cell therapy? 1. If you've been told CAR T-cell therapy could be an option for you, you'll be referred to your closest CAR T center, where you will meet a specialist doctor and talk about the treatment in more detail. 2. If you decide to go ahead, a panel of clinical experts will need to agree that CAR T-cell therapy is an appropriate treatment for you. They'll discuss your history, general well-being, and how you're likely to respond to treatment. This is called your performance status. 3. If approved, your T-cells will be collected in a process called apheresis, and scientists will create your new CAR T-cells. Learn more about this on our What is CAR T-cell Therapy? Webpage. You might need holding therapy before having your T-cells collected. Your medical team will discuss this with you. 4. You might have bridging therapy to keep your disease under control while your CAR T-cells are being made. 5. You'll have some tests during this time too. These tests will make sure you're still well enough to have CAR T-cell therapy. We'll explain more about these tests in the next chapter. 6. Your hospital might have a prehabilitation or prehab program. Prehab can help your physical fitness and mental health before treatment. 7. About a week before you get your new CAR T-cells, you'll have chemotherapy. This is called lymphodepletion. 8. Then you'll go into hospital to have your new CAR T-cells infused. Learn more about this on our Having CAR T-cell Therapy webpage. And 9. You'll stay in hospital for up to 28 days before going home to continue your recovery. Chapter 2. Tests before your CAR T-cell therapy. You'll have some medical tests before your CAR T therapy. Which tests you have will depend on the hospital you're being treated at and your specific situation. These tests include an echocardiogram, which is sometimes called an echo. This is an ultrasound scan of your heart and blood vessels. It checks your heart function and blood flow are healthy. An electrocardiogram, or ECG, is another test. This shows the electrical rhythm of your heart and check its beating regularly. A glomerular filtration test, or GFR test, checks your kidneys to make sure they're working well. You'll also have blood tests to check for viruses and to monitor your blood cell count. CT, MRI and PET scans, and bone marrow aspiration, known as BMA, will see how your disease has responded to treatment so far. They can also help to check the risk of side effects after CAR T therapy. A lung function test will check your lungs are working properly. A chest X-ray will take images of your heart, lungs and chest to check their structure. And a dentist might do a dental check to assess the health of your teeth and any risk of infection. Holding and bridging therapy. You might need holding therapy before your T-cells are collected to help keep your disease under control. You might also need some extra treatment while your CAR T-cells are being made to keep your disease under control and to keep you as healthy as possible. This is called bridging therapy. It might be chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or steroids. Bridging and holding therapy may make you feel unwell. This may be similar to side effects you've experienced with previous treatment. Your medical team will help you feel as comfortable as possible. Make sure you're honest with them about how you're feeling. Prehab. Prehabilitation or prehab is about getting your body and mind as ready as possible for your treatment. Your hospital might not have an official prehab program, but it can be helpful to learn more about it. You might also have conversations with your medical team about advanced care planning or ACP. This can help with future decision-making about your care. You can learn more from our Prehabilitation, Prehab, and Stem Cell Transplant webpage.
The CAR T treatment does take a toll on your physical and mental health, but it is worth it. I would advise anyone offered CAR T to get as fit and well as possible prior to treatment, as this will aid the recovery process.
Richard, who had CAR T cell therapy to treat high-grade non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Chapter 3. Chemotherapy before going into hospital. You'll have a course of chemotherapy about a week before you have your CAR T-cells infused. This is called lymphodepletion. This chemotherapy will create space for your CAR T-cells and prepare your body for treatment. You'll be monitored after your chemotherapy to check for signs of infection and to make sure you're well enough for your infusion day. You might stay in hospital for your chemotherapy and then remain in hospital for your CAR-T infusion. Your medical team will let you know if this is the case. Chapter 4. What to bring with you to hospital. You'll be in hospital a few times during your treatment, from tests beforehand to infusion day itself. There will be some waiting around and times in isolation, so it's good to keep yourself busy. Here are some ideas of things to bring with you for your stay in hospital. Your phone and a charger, with music and podcasts already downloaded in case you struggle with signal in hospital. A tablet or laptop with TV shows, films or games already downloaded. Remember headphones too. Ask your medical team if you'll have access to Wi-Fi. Books, magazines and newspapers. Nurses on your ward might be able to get the latest magazines and newspapers for you from the hospital. Puzzle books, writing paper or sketch pads. If you want to write letters, bring some stamps, and your nurses may be able to post them for you at the hospital. Photos or posters to make your room more like home. And hobbies like sewing or knitting, playing cards and other games. You should also bring in some essential items. A new soft bristle toothbrush, a new tube or fluoride toothpaste and hypoallergenic baby wipes. Bring a new or freshly cleaned pair of slippers. These need to be non-slip and with backs. And a new or freshly cleaned dressing gown. Bring your own day clothes and nightwear. Your hospital will tell you how often they need to be washed or changed. You can even bring your own duvet covers and pillowcases as home comforts. Your family or friends will need to wash these regularly. Though it might be nice to use your own toiletries, discuss the products you use with your medical team. Unperfumed toiletries might be a better idea as your skin can be sensitive after chemotherapy. And you will not be able to wear contact lenses while your blood counts are low, as there's a risk of infection. So make sure you bring glasses with you instead. Chapter 5. Looking after your mental health. You might be feeling lots of different emotions before your CAR T-cell therapy. You might feel anxious, relieved, confused or excited. All these feelings are common, and you might feel them all at once. It can be an overwhelming time. Make sure you're honest with your medical team about how you're feeling. They will be able to help with any questions you have and should be able to soothe any worries. They may be able to refer you to a counsellor or psychologist, if that would be helpful. Here are some top tips. Write down any questions you have, as soon as you think of them. It will help you to remember everything you want to ask. Write down your feelings too. Maybe you can have a journal. You can either share this with your medical team or family and friends, or keep it for yourself. Sometimes just writing things down can be enough. Ask for help if you need it. Family and friends want to help, and it can be hard for them to know how. Ask for specific, practical help like coming with you to hospital appointments for support, looking after your children, pets or plants, doing some shopping for you, cleaning your home, having a coffee or lunch date to talk about how you're feeling, or to not talk about your treatment at all. It's good to give your brain a break. You can feel strong and vulnerable at the same time. Be kind to yourself.
In my experience, the run-up to CAR-T was very busy and stressful. This is the time when you need to take someone with you, if that is possible, and to write down any questions you may have and the answers and information you are given.
Richard, who had CAR-T cell therapy to treat high-grade non-Hodgkin lymphoma. There are some other things to think about, too. Side effects. You might experience side effects after CAR T-cell therapy. It can be helpful to be prepared for this possibility before you begin treatment. So, look at our Recovering from CAR T-cell Therapy webpage. Fertility. CAR T therapy might affect your fertility, so make sure you ask your medical team how you might be affected. For related information, look at our Fertility After a Stem Cell Transplant webpage. Anthony Nolan Grant. You might be able to apply for an Anthony Nolan Grant to help with your finances. Check our Anthony Nolan Grant webpage. Chapter 6. Frequently Asked Questions. How long will I be in hospital? This can vary depending on the specific CAR-T therapy that you're receiving. It's likely that you'll stay in hospital for at least 10 to 14 days after your CAR-T therapy. This is so you can be monitored and treated for side effects. You might have to stay in hospital for up to 28 days or even longer. This will depend on how you're recovering and your situation at home. What daily routine can I expect in hospital? This will depend on which hospital you are treated in. In general, your day will include blood tests, taking your temperature and recording your weight, neurological assessments and observations, like testing your brain function, room cleaning and bedsheet changing, giving you your medication, and blood, platelet and electrolyte infusions. The rest of your time is yours, which is why it's important to bring things to keep you busy. What will I be eating and drinking? You'll mostly eat and drink things provided by your hospital. You might be able to have food and drink brought from home, but you need to talk to your medical team about this. You'll be at risk of infection during treatment, so you need to be careful with your food and drink. Though eating and drinking well is important during recovery, you should have appointments with your team's dietitian, who will offer lots of help with this. Will I be allowed visitors? This will depend on the rules at your hospital. If you are allowed visitors, they'll have to make sure they are healthy and careful. Have a chat with your medical team to find out their specific rules so you can be prepared.
My personal experience of receiving this amazing new treatment was made all the more endurable by the comprehensive information of what to expect given to me at every stage by the wonderful team caring for me. It was sometimes overwhelming and daunting, but the reality was much less so. Forewarned is forearmed.
Mary, who had CAR T-cell therapy to treat diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, or DLBCL. End of recording.